This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
The push is on to increase the state's minimum wage, but such an increase would have a ripple effect on costs to businesses and to state government. Frank Gamrat and Alex Sodini explain.
I'm your host, Frank Gamrat, and I'm joined by Institute Research Associate Alex Sodini. Alex, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Frank. Thank you for having me.
Good. Alex, you had written a policy brief, which is available on our website at AlleghenyInstitute.org, looking at the governor's recent proposal to raise the minimum wage in Pennsylvania. Could you tell our listeners what his proposal is and what the House actually has put in motion?
The governor has included a push to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour in each of his last four budgets, and the push to raise the minimum wage stretches back even to the prior gubernatorial administration. The bill that was passed in the House would raise the minimum wage to $11 per hour in 2027, $13 per hour in 2028, and then $15 per hour in 2029. After that, beginning January 1st, 2030, and each year thereafter, there would be a cost of living adjustment to the minimum wage.
In the brief, you had looked at some of the industry effects in Pennsylvania, and you looked at some of the data from groups like the Pennsylvania Minimum Wage Advisory Board and the Occupation Employment Wage Statistics. How many workers do you think roughly would be affected by such an increase?
According to the Pennsylvania Minimum Wage Advisory Board in a March 2026 report, they estimated that there would be roughly 189,000 of nearly 3 million total Pennsylvania hourly workers that earn between $7.26 an hour and $12 per hour in 2025, and then another 320,900 hourly workers between $12.01 and $15 per hour. So a little over 500,000 workers of the nearly 3 million total that are hourly in PA.
One of the things that you noted is that a minimum wage cycle vary between counties where the average annual wage in 2024 kind of differed. How do you think this would impact the different counties across the Commonwealth?
The average annual wage in 2024 ranged from a high of $72,800 or $35 per hour in Montgomery County to a low of $47,410 or $22.79 per hour in Snyder County. So again, this is going to have a difference in terms of the impact of not only average wage, but also the entry wages, which similarly in Montour County, the high was $16.22, and Cambria County was $12.58. So this is going to cause a very disparate impact across each of these different counties.
Let's say that this thing passes, and of course it still hasn't made its way through the Senate before it would become law. How do you think employers will react if this in fact does become law?
This will obviously depend on what ultimately is set into motion and how much workers are being paid now. So workers that are earning less than $11 per hour, should this go into effect immediately, would then automatically see their wages boosted to $11 per hour, and this would be the same each year thereafter. Obviously, then, this is going to put a lot of upward pressure on wages for people that are earning not only below the minimum, but obviously the people that are earning at or above the minimum. The prior policy brief that we had written on this topic noted that employees that have put in the time and knowledge and experience to earn more than the minimum wage are now going to have a completely different pay differential. If they earned $6 more than the minimum previously and everyone else is now being bumped up $5, then all of a sudden you have upward pressure on all of those employees that have very different pay differentials now. Businesses obviously are also going to have an increase the cost of payroll taxes, matching Medicare and Social Security payments. Those other perks may need to be adjusted in terms of compensation, things like sick days, earned vacation time, healthcare, and things like non-wage compensation. Things like flexibility. So there's a lot of different ways that businesses could be impacted. And it's not just it's going to be increasing the cost, but businesses may have to make tough decisions in terms of they may need to lay people off because they can't afford it. There may be businesses that have to experiment with automation, think putting in a self-checkout as opposed to having a cashier there. The other issue of some workers may see an increase in their hourly wage, but their hours may be reduced so that it's roughly equal, in which case that hasn't really done a whole lot to benefit that specific worker. And those that simply can't afford or can't absorb the cost increases are going to probably have to close if they can't find another alternative.
Given what you just said, what would be the purported benefits of such an increase, and why is the governor pushing this?
The purported benefits to workers, those 500,000 plus that were estimated, would obviously all then be earning a much higher wage, and that would increase the amount of income tax and sales and use tax collections if Commonwealth will benefit with more money going into state coffers. The other thing is that pushing those people above certain certain income thresholds was also probably decreased the cost of entitlement programs. And so the governor's budget notes that the implementation of the minimum wage would add about $80 million annually in increased revenue, and it would also decrease the cost of those entitlement programs by about $300 million. So the problem with those claims is that they really don't account for many of the unintended consequences of increasing the minimum wage. Again, there will undoubtedly be some workers that benefit, but if you're significantly increasing the cost of labor and putting a higher burden on businesses, it's unlikely that that's going to be generating meaningful gains in economic activity, as the governor's budget said. And again, too, if there are workers that are see reduced hours, they may lose benefits or they have to be laid off, that's obviously not going to be very helpful. And that may actually increase the cost of entitlement programs if you have people that are newly unemployed or simply can't find work. If businesses decide to raise prices in order to absorb these costs, if someone's now earning a higher wage, but prices are increasing and the purchasing power is roughly staying the same or even going down, again, that's not necessarily going to benefit any of the workers. And the other thing, too, is that all of these supposed benefits are going to be offset by the fact that the state is now going to have to be paying a higher wage to all of the people that it contracts with. And this is something that was noted in the House fiscal note when it comes to medical assistance expenditures. So the idea that this is going to just unilaterally be a benefit to workers and or the state in terms of increased revenue and increased income is just simply not the case, or at the very least, it's not likely to be the case.
That's very interesting. So what alternatives would you suggest to raising this mandatory minimum wage?
One of the things that we noted was the fact that Pennsylvania's independent fiscal office noted that about 99% of non-tip jobs will already earn more than $11 per hour. 97% will earn more than $12 per hour in 2025. So the idea that there has simply been no increase in the minimum wage, or that the Commonwealth is you know, earning this $7.25 minimum wage, simply just not that straightforward. And so in that sense, what we have always argued is businesses in the Commonwealth have to go through a myriad of regulatory and tax hurdles. The Commonwealth is not particularly great when it comes to wanting to open and expand businesses. And for businesses that, again, already are going to have a lot of costs, when we talked about the cost of labor going up, but again, businesses have to deal with things like software, security, other benefits, rent, accounting, etc. It's expensive. We've always argued that ultimately it would be better off for the Commonwealth to be looking at their tax and regulatory climate and trying to do what they can to make that burden less, not only on larger businesses, but certainly on smaller businesses that are going to be disproportionately impacted by this minimum wage proposal. Having greater competition among workers, being able to attract and retain businesses that want to invest and expand in the Commonwealth, those are going to be much better ways to more sustainably increase wages and increase economic activity than doubling down on more anti-business measures. At best, increasing the minimum wage, even if over time, would be an unnecessary price floor that's going to benefit some workers and some businesses at the expense of others. Again, those that remain employed or those that don't see reduced hours, or some businesses that are going to be able to more easily absorb the cost, whereas others may have to close. Ultimately, this is not going to be the cure-all in terms of increasing workers' wages that the governor and the state house seem to think it is.
Well, Alex, that is great information, and we would like to thank our listeners for tuning in. If you'd like to read more about this or other topics, please visit our website at AlleghenyInstitute.org. Thank you for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.